Turn with me, if you've got your Bibles, to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. We're continuing with our series based on the Sermon on the Mount, which is Matthew 5 to 7. We're covering a really long passage and one with full of wisdom. And it's a shame that we can only skim through it today. But we will do that. And no doubt we'll return to this another time and we can look at it again. But I would encourage you, if the Lord speaks to you this morning through this passage, then go back home and read more into it. Read it again and let the Holy Spirit be your teacher. And I'm reading from verse 19, picking up from where we finished last week, from verse 19 to 34. Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. So do not worry saying, what should we eat or what should we drink or what should we wear? For the pagans run after these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Our core task this morning, as we look at this passage, is to distill it down to the very essentials, if you like, so we can get this across in the limited time that we have. And I think there are two punchlines in the verses, between verses 19 and 34. The first is verse 24, where Jesus says, you cannot serve both God and money. And the second is verse 33, seek first the kingdom, his kingdom and his righteousness. And immediately we can see that these two punchlines are directly linked. Both have to do with priority. Both center on what it is that we want to live for, to seek after in life, to use our lives for. And the reality is most people will either serve God or will serve money in some form or another. And whom you serve will govern what kind of life you live now and what kind of returns you will get from your investment later on. Both produce a product, but those products are vastly different. Jesus calls us not to waste our time, not to waste our lives serving money, but to invest wisely in his kingdom, in seeking after his will, his righteousness, his just way of life. So let's compare these two now. And you'll need the passage in front of you because we'll be referring to them. It would be helpful for you to see. We thought it was too much to try and do a PowerPoint as well as all the other things this morning. So you're going to have to try and stick with me as I compare these two. Verse 19, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. When we serve money, when we prioritize money, we end up being greedy. We store up for ourselves. God's kingdom way is the opposite. Not greed, but generosity. Not selfishly storing up, but outrageously giving. Haven't we just remembered that through communion? Another comparison, verse 20. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. The fruit of serving money perishes. The results are temporary, fleeting. But the fruit of serving God does not perish. The results are eternal. So the question is, do you want to place your life in what is temporary or in what is permanent? Depending on whom we serve, we will end up with one result or the other. Temporary or permanent. The next comparison is verse 22. The eye is the lamp of the body. This is an ancient Jewish idea. The eyes are what we see the world around with, yeah? They are how we perceive the world, if you like, our world view. The question is, how do you see the world? How do you see the world? The one who serves money sees the world very differently from the one who serves God. I don't know if you remember, but at the very beginning of lockdown, what was it that happened? There was a mass panic. Panic buying. People were out in the shops hoarding, gathering for themselves, mainly toilet rolls, I seem to remember, and tinned food and things like that. And of course, now there's rumors of another one about to start because of the threat of another lockdown. People rushing to bring in these essentials or perceived essentials, maybe. The shops then started limiting quantities. Do you remember all that? Why did people store up? Because their eyes are not healthy. Most people in our world see the world through the eyes of scarcity. Of scarcity. They believe that there's a shortage of whatever it is that they need. They see a lack everywhere around them. They look upon the world with fear and anxiety because they believe in the myth of survival of the fittest. Their eyes are unhealthy. But those whose eyes are fixed on Jesus, those healthy eyes, which bring light into their entire bodies, They do not see scarcity, but they see abundance. They see abundance. The eyes fixed on Jesus see that there is enough. There is enough. We do not need to hoard. We do not need to be anxious, because we know that God provides. God provides enough. The next comparison. Depending on who you serve, you will end up worrying or trusting. Worrying or trusting. Those who serve money worry. Look at verse 25. Jesus says this: do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? When we serve money, we store up for ourselves. We are never satisfied. Why? Because we fear that there is not enough still. We fear that tomorrow, or the day after that, or the day after that, we may run out. And so in this scarcity, we constantly worry about when we will receive our next meal or our new clothes, saying, verse 31, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Philippians 3, Paul says this: their destiny, those who serve money, their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. Those who serve God and seek his kingdom do not worry, because they look around them with healthy eyes and say what Jesus says. Verse 26, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Verse 28, see how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. See, these people, they see evidence all around them, and they reflect on the past, and they say, yeah, God provides. God will supply. God will sustain. See, I don't need to worry. You don't need to worry, because God is trustworthy. Instead of worrying, we can choose to trust in him. It'd be great to go into more detail on this, but I will leave it with you to spend time in prayer. And don't just read it, pray as you read through it, because these are difficult things for us to grasp if we're honest with ourselves. Which of us doesn't worry? So we need to ask for the Holy Spirit to not only reveal his will, but to equip us. But let's summarize what we've looked at. In life, we have a major choice to make. Whom will we serve? Whom will we dedicate our lives to? Where are we going to invest what God has given us, our money, our health, our energy, our education, our abilities? Whom will you serve? This is the same challenge, if you remember, Joshua many thousands of years ago set before God's people. He said this in Joshua 24, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your ancestors, the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Jesus teaches us this. If you want your life to be greedy, to be temporary, to be fleeting, fearful and scarce, worrying and anxious, then choose today to serve money. Because that's what you're very likely to receive. Jim Carrey, the famous actor, famously said this phrase, "I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so they can see that it's not the answer." Jesus says, don't choose that way of life. Choose today the way of love, the kingdom way. Fix your eyes on him. Seek first his way of life, and your life will look like this. It will look generous. It will look eternal. It will be never ending. It will be abundant and secure. It will be full of trusting and peace and righteousness. The promise is this: when we choose to serve God, to seek first his kingdom, everything we need will be given to us as well. Do you believe that? Choose this day whom you will serve.